In Siman Shin Aleph, Sif Tes. Lo yetzi b'tabas shenu l'achosim, im yotzer z'chayu. M'yeshu l'achosim, Rashi Potter, l'vino tamar ama mutter. Deinu tashat elu l'ish, v'dav shatashat l'ish l'ish, also gam l'ish, ayin l'kom in Siman Shin Gimel Sif Yuches. So this concern that we have that by women they'll take off the takshit betzim is something there to mishamish the goof. It's there to enhance the goof, so it becomes bottle to the goof. So it's not considered hutzah. It's not that you're carrying the takshit. The takshit, as it were, is being worn on you. The problem is the gzeiras derabanan, that the person might take off the takshit and show it to other people, and then before they remember to put it back on. So they're going to walk Dalet Amos, that we're afraid of. So Chazal answered that, had that concern by an Isha, that's a common issue by Isha. According to the Rambam, they didn't have a concern by a man. So anything which is a takshit for the man would be mutter. Now, the Gemara also says that for men, they would wear a signet ring that was a takshit for a man. A tabas without a chosim, which is not a signet ring, it's just a regular ring, was not a common thing for a man to wear, and therefore that's not going to be considered a takshit. But is there a chosah? Because sometimes a person will put a ring around their finger, etc. So it's considered derech chitzah, but it's not mutter to wear. So therefore, if it's a tabas she'ein lo chosim, it's chayiv. If it has a chosim, so Rama says it's mutter to wear, because it's only takshir for an ish. But anything which is takshir l'ish l'ish, or once they asher for, Rama says they asher for the woman, the gzeira, this item, so they asher for the man as well. According to Rashi, even by the man, we have this ister derabanan. Because we're afraid that he might take it off the show. So that's what we saw in the Bir Locha before in Siv Zion. He said, come on, Siv Tes, we're going to have this discussion, Machlaik, is whether there's a Gzeira, Abdilma Sholof Umachvi, he might take it off and show it. Do we have it applied to a man or not? Zotim Shibur Chenel Achoysim, the Habi Lamadalad, the Habi Rak Tachshel Isha. If a man is not considered a takshit, he's taking it out on his finger. If he's carrying it in the palm of his hand, that's hoitzua. That's not a takshit. He's not wearing it as a takshit. It's considered derech hoitzua. Why is that? If it's something which a man doesn't wear, how's it derech hoitzua? The wife will give it to the husband to take it to the jeweler to fix. And the common thing for the man would be, he would put it on his finger to carry it. It's a safe way to carry it. So that was common enough that it's considered derech hetzah. Fine. So that's it's about Shein Alei Achosim. Now, if you look at the Bir Locha, in Yotzachayiv, Ayn Bebeis Yosef B'Shem Rebbeinu Yeruchim Hiskim Imayim T'chayyom Shaderach Anashim Lotzis Bechol B'Tabas Shein Alei Achosim U'Bechal Tachshit U'Potzor B'Losser. So this can change. Nowadays it is normal for a man to wear Tabas Shein Alei Achosim. So now it's not chayiv, but then it goes into this other issue of is there a concern of tilma shalom from machvi, the gezeira shalom from machvi, so we also made a bottom. Now wearing it inside of a, we'll see later on. It says ayin l'kamam shin gimel sifir ches. We'll see what that's about in a second. Back to Mishabur Laman Vav Rashi Pot appears potam alaster min rabbanan. Even though it's not also the raisa, because it's a tabas sheyesh al chosim, so it was a normal thing for a man to wear. It is a takshit for the man. The tabashi yeshal achosim who tashit ish is a tashit. Shekein darker b'chol lata be'igris. He'll use it for his purposes. Kamokam osir, but it's also with rabbanon. The gezrinan dilma shalof ma'achvi b'osir latsuya dalaramas. We're afraid he might take it off and show it. The mot dalaramas. Kamar b'chol tashita isha the gozer mishum zeh, which we find by women. We made this gezera. But the Rambam and the Reinal Tam hold it's mutter because it's only a takshit for a man. Lama Zayin, then a takshit. Here, the Ishtal Gazrina, the Mashal of Machvi, Finchein Darker Bekach, we're not gozer by a man. So if it's something which is a man's takshit, we're not gozer. Well, the Dabar Shu takshit, the Ishtal, the Ishtal, something which can be a takshit for a man or a woman. Once they ask it for women, they ask it for men as well. Once they asked her for the women, they asked her for the men as well. So in regards to this machlokes between Rashi and the Reinal Tam, whether it's osim rabbanon or not, the mashalof amachmi by tachshite ish. So I'm sending you to over there to Shin Gimel to say, do we have this gezer d'rabbanan or not? And there's something that's part of the heichlin of gezel b'zmanenu. And over there we discuss what we should do l'maisim. Mash v'shom de'ein limchus be'ish hanoisei yasam. Therefore, we cannot be moicha against those which are samech on the sheet of the Rambam and the Reinal Tam that it's mutter. He says he shouldn't do it. Take another chart C and Lama Gimel. Chart C and Lama Gimel. I remember Parakti Tess with Hashem, which is because of Gam Kane. Sif Yud Tabash Kabuba Evan, it doesn't have a signet, but it has a stone in it. Chenim Ksubim Bo Oisius Enla Choisim Mikri is considered Tabash Enla Choisim. So Nikro Choisim Elim Kain Chukukim Bo Oisius Otsuris. Unless it's there's a Chakika which will allow them to be able to make a signet, make a form when you would use it to seal something. Okay, Lamates. Elim Kain, it's not considered a chosim, unless it has a chakika. The Yocholachtim by Igris, then you can use it to seal something. Chakukim, what did he say? It's all about bolters. So the Chabad gave a case where there's a chakika in the. So you would have a stone with a chakika in it, so when you would press it against the clay or against the wax, it would press into the chakika, and then you would have a raised seal. You have the opposite as well. If it's boltus, so then it'll impress into the wax. So gam ken tamikra tarashi yesh b'chosim. See, the one of those is the same. The point over here was it just was written on it, but not it wasn't engraved in. Now, the reason why we chose the case of chakukim is relevant for the issue of tzuris. They're both in the problem of tzuris. Also, apachol lahashurisay bechbeisay kan shi tzuris shleimah shal adam kisa biyardeya simen kum memalef sifhei. We're discussing tzuris. So tzuris sometimes can be problematic. If you have full form of certain things, are also to. They go into this or the Sasson ET. So we darshan that Losasson ET, that the you can't make a tzura of the things which are ET with a Kadosh Baruch Hu and Shemayim. So that includes the shemesh and the yireach, etc. It also includes the different maras which were on the kisei. We saw the mara in Maran Yecheskel, which he saw on the kisei. So tzuras adam would be a problem. The full tzura of the head. So it says tzura shleiman because if it's missing any part, like it's missing an ear, or something of that sort, it's not usur. It's only if it's a full tzura. So if you would have a ring which would be boiled like that, there would be a problem. So we'll get around that problem. I think we're not talking about tzuras adam. I could go in Shahirak parts of Misarechad. It was a side view. The other Kulyama Rishar Lasis, Bain Berlit, Bain Shakea. So if it's a side view, it's not a problem. Even if it's Berlit, Madanaka Chakukim, or Chadimusanaka, but the common case was Chakukim. Okay.
So, what's the difference between coins? Why are they okay?
Well, most coins are going to be the portrait, the side view. And some of them are Hanami. So you would have an issur of making them, and you would have an issur of keeping it. The only hetter which we have are coins, since we don't make the coins, so then there could be this Marasayan issue. This is keeping it for the purpose of Avodah Zarah. Then there's a Marasayan issue, but it's not for Avodah Zarah purposes. Over here, there's no Marasayan because it was not to use it for Avodah Zarah. So if you don't have it for that purpose, so you have an Israel Sasun Iti, you can't make them. So you'd be the coin master for the country making those tzuras, you'd have a problem, right? You'd be a sculptor, you'd have a problem, but that some coin is not a problem. Most of them usually don't have a full tzura, though. There's something missing. Ravadi has a tshuva about dowels. He says even if we would have a full tzura, it's nicker, it wasn't made for a tzara purpose, it doesn't go into the yisur. Some people are machmir on it, so they just, cut something off. I remember that it goes back, way back when, I first started passing Shad, I got a knock on my door, and a person holds up a dowel in front of my door, and says, mutter, and also, I said, it doesn't have full tzura, like, what do you want from me? Okay.
What's the full tzura?
Full tzura has a full form of a head. So if it was missing the ears, it didn't have any ears. So it's not a full tzura. Okay, Sifyut Aleph. Davar Asur L'Tashin U'Lo Hishtamash Bo. It has multiple purposes. It's a tashin, and you also use it. Shema Teches No Shal Kesef Kimin Tashin. So it's a nice, fancy key made out of silver. You could wear it as a tashin. You could also use it for as a mafteach. So Asur because people will say Zumar sign issue that you're taking it for the Torah Tashmish, even if you're wearing it as a Takshit. If you're wearing it as for Tashmish purposes, not for as a Takshit, it's Takhasr. The whole answer is I can't carry something from point A to point B because I want to use it in point B. That's carrying. That's not the hetter is because it's a tash. It's enhancing the way I look. So it's there being mashamish me as I'm going. So it becomes into the hetter of the same way I'm carrying my clothing. I'm carrying clothing out. No, you're not carrying clothing out. Clothing is there to be mashamish you as you're wearing it. It becomes bottle to your goof. So the tash it as well. But if I'm carrying this thing just as a way to get into my house, and it doesn't look nice, so it's awesome. So the heter is because I'm carrying it, I'm wearing it as a tachshit. But people will not know that. Some say if it's made out of kesef, it's so obvious that people don't make keys out of kesef. Obviously, the purpose is to be a tachshit, and therefore there's no marasayan issue, and it's mutter. Okay. Welcome, Osir. Lord says, "Batik shalbatei enayim shakarin brilin." Right, eyeglass case. Abishatiku shall cast it, even though the eyeglass case was made of silver, so you had a fancy eyeglass case around your neck, right? So it's made out of kesef. But the enayim ba'atzmam hey masi, that's very nice that you want to argue that it's made out of kesef, but so it's like a nice fancy thing around your neck. It looks like it's like a necklace with something on it, but the glasses inside are problematic because you're carrying the glasses. Now, if you're wearing glasses, it's a different story. But if you're carrying the case right here, was they used to wear glasses around the neck and they pull it out to use for reading, so that would be a problem. Fine. If the mafteach is not made out of kesef, it's made out of the choshes or barzel, which is the same way you make a key. So its purpose really is not for adornment, but its purpose is as a key. So then, afilu mechubra kavua bechagur is osur. Even if it's attached to your belt, it's osur. V'yesh akosu d'noigim b'zeh lahatir. And some say that's going to be mutter. Okay. Zot mishavura. So something which is made for a tashmish and for a takshid, so it's going to be a problem, and therefore the mafteach of kesef is also mem aleph. Hanafilim mekamanos atu litlus al tzavur la takshid l'noi. Even if your kamana is for takshid, it's also from the haroya because of the roya. Hanafilim the dasher ben otam and ramam liel the 70 tabs the matir betakshid leish. See, they were talking about that we're not afraid of Sholof HaMachvi. So that would be according to the opinion of the Reinal Tam and the Rambam. I'm saying that that's true. But over here we have a different problem. We have a Maris Ayin, so people would think you're wearing it not as a Takshit. Oh, what Mishnah Berurah was saying, but according to Rashi, forget about the problem of the Maris Ayin. You have a problem that there's a Gzeirah Shem Sholof HaMachvi. So you're right. Oh, I give you a case. The Marashim of Teich Kavua Hate B'Shashelos Shel Tzavoro Ve'en B'Kal Mishav Oizer Lachmuye V'Lahaki Oseb Bnei Marasayim. Even if you're wearing in such a way that it's going to be difficult to take it off the show, so then there will be no Gzer of Sholof HaMachvi in that situation. There's still going to be a different problem of the Marasayim. Okay. So some are matter if it's kesef. The kima then derech loss is mafteach mikesef, since it's not normal to make keys out of silver. So we can argue that it's obvious that it's truly made for tachshit purposes. Even though you're using it as well, so if you are truly wearing it as a tachshit, you feel it's an adornment. You think it looks nice, and it does look nice, etc. So the fact that you also use it doesn't take away from the takshit. But if it's made out of these other metals, like the Rama says, which primarily its purpose is the tashmish element, so even though you are wearing it as a takshit, it's not going to be matter. She came there, call him a teches, last is my barzel and chashis. Okay. Mehine, after the midirish of Honor of Masha, the night to Kadea Rishona. So the first sheet that even Kesib was awesome. The second sheet says Kesib was mutter. So who are we passing like? The Shulchan Aruch sounds like he's passing like the first sheet, because he brings the first sheet to Estam, and the second sheet is Yesh Armin. Says it's also. And Yesh Armin by Kesem it's Mutzer. So that's Masha, the first sheet is Stam. If the Mechara brings two sheetas, the first sheet that he brings Stam, the second sheet he brings Yesh Armin, he's passing like the first sheet. So we can't be moich against somebody who's in Temech on the Minig. Okay. Who was the Augur? What? The Augur was, I do not know exactly who he was, but he was one of the Bali, the Peskin for Ashkenaz. He's quoted, commonly quoted in that function. Fine. Now he gets he interrupts the discussion of the keys to go off to the eyeglasses. Also, what's his batik? How do batik shel kesef? It's a container made out of silver. Mekubal b'shoshel is hanging on a chain. With the zotzavara l'tachshin, you wear it around your neck like a necklace, and it's a tachshin. Dilush kashim etziam biyadoi. If you're carrying it in your hands, so obviously that's also even a tachshit is also if you're carrying it in your hands. Okay. The Vatayinayim ba'atzim hemas. In other words, even if I'll argue that the container is in some way an adornment and he's wearing it for that purpose, but the glasses inside the glass case, they're a maser. So who had then? Ben Nadin shall kesef af imu also his kashid boy. So you have a sheath made out of silver. So silver sheath looks beautiful. Because mokem imi yesh basakin, but it has the sword and it has the knife in it. So you're carrying the knife. Gormin the hasakin yeh botul gabi hanadin shul shall kesef. But the name of tick. You don't argue that since the nadin or the case over here, the tick for the eyeglasses is beautiful, that the contents are buffled to it. That's not true. Obviously, at the end of the day, the main purpose is still the sword, the knife, or the eyeglasses. People say, you know, I have this gorgeous tick. Let's go make some glasses to fit into it. Nobody says that. But people will say, I have glasses. Let's make a nice tick for it. We're talking about wearing it around your neck and putting the eyeglasses inside the container. The law says, "Gufa al choytmoi," but to wear your glasses on your nose. The malkum shein eriv, but body also belav hachi. Dilma yiplu me'alav also l'suya d'alaram. So there, he's talking about the pince nez, which just fits on your nose. It doesn't have temples, which hold it behind your ears. Pince nez. You ever saw pictures of they have just the glasses without the temples, and it just sits on the nose. So it's called pince nez. It pinches your nose, holds it in place. So there's clearly a gzeira that they'll fall off, and you'll pick them up and carry them down on. So that's not a shiloh, but to wear them with the glasses which we have, which. So that he didn't say is awesome. So he's saying about imokim sheneira, which means the car sounds like even dealing with a situation with a cup of caramelists, he says he's going to say is awesome, which is interesting. Mishmur does not seem to get involved in the question which the poets can deal with. So our modern glasses, there's no gzeira dilma that's going to fall off and you're going to come there to carry the alanamis. Okay, fine. So now let's take that off the table. There's no gzeira d'rabanan. So what is it? Is it a takshit? Is it a malbish? Is it neither? Right, what's its status? It's enti mishamish neguf, but it's not a takshit in the classic sense of that it's there beautifying the body. I mean, you could have sometimes the fancy, again, even the fancy pair of glasses, unless you get really, really fancy conscious, you know, you say, you know, the glass and stuff is really just window glass. I don't have any glasses, but I want to wear, look, right, that's a little bit mugzam, right? What? There are people who do that, you know what I'm saying, again, but you know, there's people who do a lot of strange things, right? Right? In general, the only reason we wear your glasses is because you need the glasses, and what you do, you make them look nice. So the main purpose is they have this thing to help you to read. Is that called, it's not a malbush in the sense that a malbush's function is to protect the body or give it warmth. It's not a takshit. So what is it? So the Chazon Ish held it was a masui. It's a masui. It's you're carrying something. See, he held it as a problem. So the Brishas Rav, maybe, or at least he's Masupik, it's a Safik Deraisa, and you shouldn't wear it. Other Pesachim said, no, part of the definition of a takshit is something which is there to enhance the body. So Lav Davka has to enhance the body through the oifen of beautifying it. If it enhances the body, it makes it more functional because you're able to see better, to walk better, etc. So it's also enhancing you. So it's either that might be a malbush, it's protecting you in the sense it's helping you to walk better. So it'll function like a malbush, or it'll function like a tasha. It's enhancing the person. So either way, you know. So we can broaden the definition of how we understand takshit or malbush, and then we would, in at least in case it would be mutter. It could be that contacts might even be better because you might much wear it on the body.
Right.
So Nissan Karel, it says that even like the Chazon Ish, a contact is better because you wear it on the body. One last point, but eyeglasses, which are reading glasses, doesn't have a tether. So I don't need them for walking at all. I just need them for reading. So I'm not reading right now. I'm walking. I want to have them on my nose. When I get to shul, I'll be able to read with them. That's called carrying. You're carrying your glasses on your nose. They're not enhancing your body at this point in time anyway. So some poskim say that Moshe presents a very low prescription. And really, he can walk safely. He just needs it more for reading. Really, it isn't, you know, something of that sort. It's more problematic than a person who has a higher prescription and he really needs it.
Even somebody who holds by Arab shouldn't carry them in the Arab?
No, Arab is not a problem. Without an Arab. This is right now we're just not discussing inside an Arab. This is all when there's no Arab and you're talking about places where there'd be a Shavuot Hutzal.
Places what?
There'd be an issue of Hutzal. Okay.
Where there would be?
Where there would be issues of Hutzal, yes.
There's no Arab?
There's no Arab, right. If the mafteach is made out of barzel, nechushes are barzel, even though it's attached to the belt, is aser, and yeish shekosu shenoigim b'zeh lahatir. Zog the mishabura mimhei. Okay, zog the mishabura b'davka kashu mechubur b'kvua b'rosh ha-chagur v'osu ke'ein zenko. So the key is at the tip of your belt, and it's used as part of the clasp. Who can caris a masha on the current sprunchkes? So it's a type of a clasp. It's part of the clasp locker boy, which you would use it to actually close the belt. So then it's considered buckled to the belt, because besides that, it has a function to open the door. But right now, it's holding your belt together. So it has a function in the belt. Those are meaning kiyum shachagura medubak bebarzel shalom avteach. Since this is what's holding it together, behem kechaticha achas. Right now it's attached. Avishar barzel also gam kein avteach lino. But even though it's also made in the shape of a key which I can use to lock a door or unlock a door, both of avteach and gabi chagura. So right now it's both into the chagura. But it's not part. It's not where the clasp is. You just like sort of like attach it to somewhere in the middle of your belt. That's also. They never attach both to the gabi ezer. Why should that key be bottled to your belt? Then shaklo ezer klal. It's not part of the belt at all. Okay. Oysin hanoshim shemur naatzman heter lasis losays b'shabbes. Some people should allow their mako to carry in Shabbos. Because it's on this, they put like a hook on the belt, and they have the mafteach hanging on the hook. The only rack of keshes shakem, or you just sort of tie it on to the belts. Not even part of it. It's not even like a hook on the belt. You sort of tie it around the belts. So who toasts? It's a mamash mistake. Then had to tell him kinyan mavteach kuba osi the chilasa kain zenko gudavka. The whole letter is only like I said. It's part of a class. Those both of the gabbich gurda. Mavteach who shall kasef. So let's say, going back to our other first war, you have a silver key and you didn't put it as a zenkel, but you had it hanging on it's hanging on the belt somewhere in the middle. So you cannot be mounted because it's part of the belt. So it should be the beginning of the sif. That's the as we had before. Is that mutter or not? Now, Zalim Shabur, Velosis, as Amara shows, Ura Zagar, Bivagodav Chutzlayer, if you have a pocket watch, so you want to carry it in your pocket, Chutzlayer, also the Kulyama. Shane Shachoseh, Shane Takshit, Kim Shane Derech Malbish. Even though it's a gorgeous pocket watch, but it's not a Takshit. Right now, it's sticking in your. It's not. You're not wearing it anyway. You're having it in your pocket. You're not wearing the watch. A mitzvah which is a rabbi is chayav chatas. It's a person who carries which is a rabbi be chayav chatas. He's carrying it. Feeling whom a chuber the revit hazov should not say al tzavora and should attach it. Even if you have it, say it's attached to a gold chain, which they used to have the gold chain around their neck and then hang into the pocket or hang down in front. The Mara shows yesh chashivus. The answer v'ena bota l'gabi rivitz. Even though you can argue that the gold chain is a necklace and it's a taksha to the person, but the watch which is hanging there is not hanging there as an ornament to your necklace. It's hanging there to be a watch. So that's going to be a problem. So from here you get into the shaila about wearing a watch on your wristwatch. So let's work backwards. For a woman to wear a wristwatch, most people say that's a takshit. A woman wear watches as takshitim. And the rise, even if the watch is stopped, they'll still wear the watch. If it's a nice watch, the purpose of the watch is not to tell time. The purpose of the watch is to be a takshit. So that goes to the heter of takshit. And if you get involved, then you know, sometimes the order of the Shulchan Aruch is interesting. Like we're going to learn all of Siman Shin Aleph. Keep saying, we'll see the Maskan and Shin Gimel, Siman Yud Ches, all the way down to Shin Gimel, whether we make this gezeira nowadays or not. And we'll discuss this like 45 times, and we'll decide in Shin Gimel Sif Yud Ches, which is the end of almost the end of Shin Gimel. You know, nowadays are we guys or since we don't have Rishus Ramas Manazes and Mela, we're makel that we're not worried about Shalaf Amachli. That's gonna be the line over there. So nowadays, if you say that, that's true. So women can wear watches without a problem. For a man, it's argued that the taksha is debatable, because both parties can point out that a man, when the watch is stopped, he will not wear it, even though it looks very pretty. Unless it's a very, very expensive, you know, fancy watch, and his goal is really just to show it's made out of gold, whatever it is. So he's really wearing it as a way to keep track of the time. He's not really wearing it as a way to be a taksha, even though it looks nice. So that's like we're saying over here, that the primary function is I'm carrying a timepiece. Instead of carrying my pocket, I'm carrying it on my arm. Do you say that wearing an alarm, it becomes a malbush? Right, that's the question. Do you argue that this becomes a malbush because of the fact that it's on the body? So Moshe argued that once it's worn directly on the body like that, it becomes a malbush. Many places can disagree with him, and they say they're not comfortable saying that. So once you say that it's not considered a malbush, so it's hard to be mounted as a takshit for a man. And then that being said, even if you mount there as a takshit, again, it would have to be a more presentable, expensive looking watch. You have a regular, just your regular $15 Casio watch, you know, a digital watch. So according to Ramosh, it's mutter, because it's a malbush, right? But without Ramosh, it's very hard to mount to that. That Rav Hirsch himself writes he would advise people not to do it. In regards to the Shabbos belt, so really the Shabbos belt is nowadays you can get what a person needs it. You can get one where they're set up in such a way that the key, you put your key in, and your key becomes part of the clasp. So that's this heter over here, which that yesh kasha shenoygim bezel hater. It's interesting lashon of the Ramaz. Some write that the minig is timeko. It doesn't say the minig is timeko. Some write that's the minig. Right. On the Maisa, I think that the people which are make on that, but to wear it, so the only cool which people have is the tie pins, is they wear it during the week also. Right, so they wear it during the week. You know, they're saying harayat tachshit because I'm wearing it on the Tuesday and I don't need it for. So I don't know, if you talk to wear it on, I could hear the argument. Then I'm not convinced, right? You know, because I still don't think that most people consider that a. You know, nowadays, I guess I mean people wear the strangest things. Maybe nowadays, but you know, until about 10, 15 years ago, people only wore normal things. Most people do not wear keys as an adornment on their, you know, tie, except for like Jews who need it for carry on Shabbos. So that itself makes it problematic. Okay. Fine. Let's hold it here.